With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump at a major rally yesterday in Georgia at the same venue where Vice President Kamala Harris addressed her supporters earlier this week, promised to make big changes when he's reelected in November.
The cartels will be crushed, crime will plummet, incomes will soar, the wars will end, and the American dream will come roaring back bigger, better, and stronger than ever before, right? Yes.
And the former president has agreed to debate Kamala Harris on Wednesday, September 4th. So far, however, Harris has not said if she will take part. Also at SRNnews.com, a tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico has strengthened into Tropical Storm Debbie. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say the storm now has maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour as it moves toward Florida. They predict it will become a hurricane before coming ashore later tonight. Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center says Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas need to be prepared.
Those rains would cause considerable flash and urban flooding along with river flooding in those areas. Now, not everywhere is going to get that. Those are going to be in certain areas near where the center of the system passes and in some bands nearby. But, yeah, there'll be widespread heavy rains associated with the system, particularly in the early part of next week after the system moves inland over northern Florida and the southeastern United States.
Authorities have released the name of a Florida sheriff's deputy killed in what officials called an ambush shooting that wounded two other deputies after they responded to a disturbance call. The Lake County Sheriff says 28-year-old Master Deputy Sheriff Bradley Link died Friday night. Authorities say three people have been hospitalized after two of them were stabbed. The other were shot at a Las Vegas casino. The violent encounter occurred around 1:30 Saturday morning at the Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa. Two of the injured are in critical condition. Police have not given information as of yet. This is SRN News. Best-selling author and pastor has a new temporary assignment. Here's Greg Cluxton.
Max Lucado is now serving as the interim teaching pastor at Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas, and will continue in the role through the end of the year. He remains a pastor at Oak Hills Church in San Antonio and will preach at both locations this fall. Lucado steps in at Gateway following the recent resignation of founding pastor Robert Morris. He left earlier this summer over allegations that he sexually assaulted a young girl decades ago. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Texas has sued the Biden administration over a federal program that provides contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. At issue is the Title X program, which gives minors access to confidential contraception. A Texas judge ruled that parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a new rule that prevents Title X providers from requiring the consent of parents or guardians. This is SRN News. Youth lockups in Texas remain beset with numerous issues. Here's John Scott.
The Department of Justice accused the state of violating the constitutional rights of hundreds of juveniles in custody. Issues ranging from excessive use of pepper spray and other mistreatment, including the prolonged isolation of children in their cells. The findings constitute the latest development in decades of abuse scandals and allegations at Texas lockups. The state's Juvenile Justice Department said in response to the report that it has a zero-tolerance policy toward abuse and neglect. John Scott reporting.
Stocks tumbled Friday on worries the U.S. economy could be cracking under the weight of high interest rates meant to whip inflation. The S&P 500 fell 1.8% Friday. The NASDAQ composite fell 2.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1.5%. A report showing hiring by U.S. employers slowed last month, much more than expected. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.